Hello, and welcome to episode 11 of 2 Minute Tales. This is Rona Simmons. We're coming to the close of these tales of men who served in the 8th Air Force's 100th Bomb Group, and whose names I borrowed for characters in my book, A Gathering of Men. But this story, Thomas McKenzie's story, is an important one, and one that has a profound and tragic effect on the protagonist and real-life individual featured in the book. Lieutenant McKenzie served as a bombardier in the 100th's 418th Bomb Squadron. His usual crew was one headed by Lieutenant James Schwenk, flying the Miss Chief. But on July 31, 1944, Lieutenant Harry Bethay had command of the Miss Chief and a bomb assembly plant in Munich as a target. En route, the aircraft was hit by anti-aircraft artillery, and McKenzie suffered wounds to his chest, arms, and legs. Nevertheless, he remained at his station until, as a newspaper reported later, all the racks in the bomb bay were empty. McKenzie was battling unconsciousness and was unable to close the bomb bay doors. On discovering what had occurred and that oxygen lines had been cut to McKenzie, despite still being in enemy territory, Lieutenant Bethay dropped the Miss Chief to an altitude where the men could operate without supplemental oxygen. As the crew tended to McKenzie's injuries, Lieutenant Bethay turned his damaged aircraft toward home, landing safely at their Thorpe Abbott's station. McKenzie would recover from his wounds, complete 35 missions, and return to the U.S. in August 1944. His awards include a Purple Heart, Air Medal, and Distinguished Flying Cross. Lieutenant Bethay, too, would receive a Distinguished Flying Cross, but this flight would prove to be his last. Thank you for listening. I hope you'll come back in 2 weeks for the next episode and story about the men of the 100th. It'll be posted on my website on February 8, 2022 at ronasimmons.com. That's ronasimmons.com. Thank you for listening, and look for A Gathering of Men wherever fine books are sold.